Anita, how's your mental health?
Questionable at all times, you know this.
Yeah, how's the mental health of your children?
Also a little bit tricky. Can I tell you my experience in trying to find therapists for myself and my kids, Mel?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is how it goes. You ask around your friends and your family for a referral for somebody who's nearby. You finally find somebody who sounds like they might work for your family. You give them a call and you find out that A, they're not accepting new patients, or B, they have a huge wait list. So you start over again and you ask people if they know anybody who would be a good therapist and a good fit. Finally, you find one, you go and you meet with them, and you figure out that you don't actually like them that much. But it's been so much work to find somebody who you can go to in your area that you're kind of stuck with them. Well, do you have any ideas for how to get around this?
I do because guess what? I've actually had some therapists that I have found on my own, which involves what you're saying. Sometimes I remember one time I was like 3 hours in the bathtub on my phone looking through websites. I was such a prune at the end. But I have also had the experience with working with BetterHelp, and it was like I don't want to say too good to be true, but because it is true, but it's like amazing because I was matched with my therapist within 24 hours.
And you didn't have to go through all of that other ridiculous process of trying to find somebody. And here's the cool thing, too, is if that person didn't work out for you, you can just switch and say, and it's not like you're committing to another years long search for somebody who you're going to jive with.
That's true. And I lucked out, or maybe just BetterHelp is really good at matching people together because I never had to change my therapist. I loved her, perfect fit for me. And I know that some of our friends have used BetterHelp and they've had to change therapists, and boom, same day, you can change.
Easy
You can ghost your therapist, get a
peasy.
new one.
I love this idea. BetterHelp is one of our sponsors. If you use our promo code trybetterhelp.com/WWDN, you get 10% off your first month, and we totally recommend it.
Yes, get some therapy. That's
Ha.
trybetterhelp.com/WWDN.
Oh, it's spooky Halloween season, Mel.
It is. I feel like I'm losing my marbles, but maybe that
Ooh.
means that I'm being haunted. I don't know.
What are you going to dress up for as Halloween?
Nothing.
Anything?
Myself, a widow. I am scary.
I don't have a costume either.
Just
Be
look, go as you are. You look amazing.
because ain't nobody got time for that. But my kids all have their costumes all ready to go. So,
What are they going to be?
oh, we've been working on this since about July 13th. Mom. Mom, mom, we got to get my costume. Mom, we got to get my costume. I'm like, we have like a full 2.5 months. Okay. The oldest one, well, no, not my oldest. She's too old for any of this nonsense. Although she is going to a dance, and the theme of the dance is dynamic duos. So the date, and guess what they're going as?
Peanut butter and jelly.
No. You're never going to guess. I'm just going to tell you because I
Batman and
think it's
Robin. Anita and
hilarious.
Mel.
Oh,
Are they really?
no.
Oh, come on.
The Kratt brothers.
What is that?
It's a cartoon. It used to be like a live action show where the Kratt, Chris and Martin Kratt, they like taught you about animals. Anyway, it's just really funny
I
because
missed that one totally.
you need to Google it. You probably know what it is. You just don't know what it is.
We
So,
watched
anyway.
Bob Vila, This Old House, at my house. Such was the
Okay,
situation of being an only child till I was 9.
I watched a lot of that too, growing up in my dad's wood shop and also the wheelwright shop. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Okay, my 13-year-old is an inflatable costume. That's the guy, the at the car dealership, that like the inflatable guy with flappy arms. I'm doing motions that you guys can't see.
Yes. I have a skateboard with that on the design.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can match. And then the second one is being a plague doctor. He's been the one that's the most like, Mom, we have to do this right now. And then my youngest, who's my favorite right now, because he's just being Spider-Man. He's Spider-Man for every occasion. And so we already had his costume. He was easygoing about that, although he
Nice.
did make me buy him handcuffs. to go with this Spider-Man
I'm not going to comment on that at all. Well.
He's very innocent, Mel. Mm-hmm. He's seven. Anyway, so that's what's going on here.
That sounds fun. Do they do trunk or treat, or do they go around to the houses?
Both. All of it. We'll go around to the houses on Halloween, but a lot of places have trunk or treats before that. Speaking of which, I was laughing so hard, Mel, because I was driving past the jail that's kind of near my house, and outside they have this big sign that says trunk or treat. I was
at the jail?
Well, it looks like it's at the jail because the sign is right outside the jail. And I was like, okay, let's go trunk or treat at the prison. Like, you don't even have to ring a doorbell. You just reach your hand in through the bars and the inmate will give you a Snickers or something.
Or a nail file.
Yeah, or some toilet wine. Mm-hmm. Like,
or a burrito.
It's the sheriff's department is doing the trunk or treat. So I'm a little disappointed because I think that would be like a scared straight situation, but it's not to be.
That would be a fun reality show.
Yeah. So to answer your question, any way we can get candy, they're going to get the candy and it's going to be mayhem around here. So,
nice. Good.
Yeah. And for you, it's just you're looking for hauntings and spooky season, right?
Yeah. Or I just feel like everybody I'm surrounded by is mentally ill. So it probably means that I'm mentally ill.
Maybe you need to be in the trunk or treat in the Davis County jail.
Great. I'm signing up. Sounds fun. Okay. Yeah. I have a lion's mane for my dog Scotty that I've used before. So he could dress up, except he hates wearing things. But yeah.
I happen to know you have costumes like just lying around your house. So
sure do. I have a whole closet full of them and they are onesies and I wear them on every day that is not Halloween.
Yeah. So I'm not too worried about you. Anything else exciting happening in your life?
Probably not, or probably, but I don't know if I'm allowed to comment. Who knows?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I have something to say to the widows who are listening. A couple weeks ago, I told you about the bike race I did, and then I posted in the Widow Wives Club because the bike race had a photo contest and I wanted to win the photo contest because I want to win things. Anyway, we put out the widow bat signal and the widows showed up and we crushed the photo contest.
Yes.
Okay? Yes. And the funny thing about it is that when the photo contest was announced, I didn't even know the prize, but I was like, I want the prize. I don't know what the prize is, but I want to win the prize. And I just want to update you that they still haven't told us what the prize is. They sent us an email and said, actually, we didn't know what the prize was and we're still trying to figure it out. So
can you request toilet wine?
I was not going to request that. But
I'll make you some when I go to prison.
Perfect. That sounds great. So stay tuned. I'll give you the update when we actually find out what you all helped the team to win.
Great. Well, congrats for winning. Sorry about your prize, but good luck.
I'm super stoked that the widows showed up for me. I was like, we've got likes from Australia and New Zealand and Amsterdam. Anyway, it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
We have a big announcement. And that is the widow we do now. The Snarky Grief Shop is back up and running. We had to close it for a little while. Things were a little weird, but it's back up. So if you need a shirt with a snarky grief saying, like the Be Nice, My Husband is Dead. We also have versions of Be Nice, My Partner, Be Nice, My Wife. Lots of versions of that. We've got the Resilient AF shirts. We have stickers now.
We have widow cards.
Buttons. Yeah. If you need any of that stuff, it's at our website.
If you're not sure what a widow card is, you know, those times when you're just walking around in normal life in the wild and something really disturbs you or somebody's a jerk and you just need a pass to get out of something, that's what the widow card is for. You just pull it out of your wallet and it says the widow card. Be like, I'm sorry, I'm playing my widow card. Please be nice. Bye.
Yeah. Whether it works or not, we don't know, but it's fun to have. Go check that out. And I think that's all I have to say about that.
Great. Well, we're super stoked about today's episode because we sent out another call, not the same bat signal that was for Anita's photo contest, but similar. We ask our friends and listeners for submissions of paranormal experiences, aka hauntings.
Mel, did it make you kind of mad that you haven't been haunted more?
Well, I actually haven't read through all of these yet, so some of them I'm going to be reading for the first time. But I feel like I've gotten haunted a little bit.
Okay. I was trying to
But
think of any hauntings that I've had, and I was like, honestly, I can't think of any like weird and spooky stuff that's happened.
I
So,
just have dreams, and sometimes
yeah.
Jason's in my dream and he's like, I'm playing a prank on Anita. Like, that's a bad prank.
It's a bad prank. Be nice to her. Okay, well, shall we get to it?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, here is our first submission. Now, for these, we're not going to read any names just in case people are sensitive about it. Hi, Anita and Mel. First, thank you for doing your podcast. I've had a few experiences that I can't quite explain since my husband has passed away. My husband passed away November 13th last year after suffering a heart attack in our home. He always kept his wallet, keys, and hat next to our counter on a small metal and glass side table. There was also a flashlight that had a magnet on the bottom that he kept there too. It's really bright and lights up the room if the power goes out. Keep that in mind, it'll come up later. My husband would also stand it upright and hang his hat on it. That was also where he would put his cologne. Shortly after he passed, I placed all of his personal items, excluding the flashlight, in a keepsake box. A few weeks later, I was getting ready for work and I walked by the side table and was hit with the smell of his cologne. I looked to see if I had missed putting away the bottle and if maybe one of my cats knocked it over, but nope, no bottle. It was still in the box. I had never smelled it before, and it hasn't happened since. Fast forward a few more weeks. A friend of mine in the neighborhood asked if I wanted to come over for a little bit. I said sure and grabbed my jacket before walking over. We were expecting the first big storm with wind later that evening. Now, sometimes when there's a heavy wind, we will lose power for an hour or two. We had a nice visit, and I started to walk back home before it started raining. I got to my front door just as it started to pour. I walk in and freeze. The flashlight that I had mentioned before and that I had placed lying down was stuck to the end of the table, like how my husband used to leave it. So I do the natural thing and call my dad. He said, well, he's looking out for you in case you lose power. Love my dad for that. The irony is that the flashlight doesn't really work anymore. It will only turn off if I take out the batteries. The final experience to happen was one morning. I came downstairs and the ceiling fan in the dining room was on. I thought maybe one of the cats played with the chain, but you really have to yank on it to turn it on. I guess I should have turned on the air before going to bed.
So it wasn't a fan that you flipped the light switch on, but you had to like get the little dangly thing. Ooh.
Whoa.
I love it.
Spooky.
Spooky. All right.
Go.
Thank you. Here's our next one. It says, early on, about 6 months in, I was getting ready for bed. As I was about to brush my teeth, I smelled my husband. Ooh, this is a common theme. He did not wear cologne, so it was just his smell. I walked across my condo where his picture was, and as I approached, I smelled him again. These were brief. I walked back into the bathroom to continue my nightly routine, and all of a sudden, I got chills up and down my body. It was 75 degrees in my home. That same night, my bedside clock went back an hour. This happened two times in a row. He was the only one who ever changed that clock. Other things that have happened? I had a male friend and a female friend over for dinner. No one is a couple, just friends. I'm very good friends with the male, just friends only. At dinner, we all picked up our phones to Google something we were talking about. Always do that. My male friend did not have Wi-Fi at all. All of his settings were correct. After I touched his phone, it started working again. Prior to this, I had Alexa playing jazz music. Mel approves. 5 minutes before my guests arrived, she failed to play and would never play until they were gone. Everything was working fine. My male friend does not use a dishwasher, and after they left, I went to my dishes. And after they left, I went to do my dishes. Nope, dishwasher would not work. I could go on and on with the things that have happened, including a squirrel with said male friend.
Okay.
I need more about that one. It says, let me know if you want to hear about that one. Yes. Most recently, as in last week, I was cleaning out years of pictures, stupid stuff I had saved. I laid a pile of baby blankets. Yes, my kids are 39 and 35 by the TV in the guest room. I kept hearing something and thought it was someone talking outside. I walked into the bedroom and the TV is on. Okay, I must have activated the remote when I put the blankets down. Nope. No batteries in those remotes. No button to turn TV on or off near those blankets either. I had to unplug it. Same week, dishwasher starts on its own and my bedroom light turned on and off by itself. Enough! I welcome it.
Yeah, I love those. I've had that happen a few times and I'm like, yes.
Never, never. The batteries not being in the remote? You gotta be kidding me. That's crazy.
Ooh. All right. Thank you for that. Here's the next one. Hi, Anita and Mel. Love you, Wids. We love you too.
Love you too.
Here are a few of my experiences or signs from my late husband. He passed at 9:06 p.m., June 20th, 2022. The next morning, I went into the garage in his man cave and the TV turned on. Ha! I sense a theme. By itself. It made that little turn on noise that got my attention. I was startled, but for some reason, wasn't scared. And I just immediately said, good morning. Thank you for letting me know you crossed over. It was such a peaceful feeling and I was thankful to hear from him so soon. When I told my mom, she said that the stained glass butterfly my husband made her fell off the window and it had never fallen before. She knew it was him. He also had a green thumb until he didn't from chemo and radiation.
Oh, no.
until he didn't from chemo and radiation.
He had a black thumb, like a necrotic thumb.
Oh, sad. I had to take over the care of the plants and I wasn't very good at it. By the time he passed, I was down to only one plant that we had by the front door. A beautiful Christmas cactus. My mom has one of those.
Oh.
After my husband passed, I don't know why, but I felt more comfortable leaving the front door light on all night. Soon after that, I noticed that the light wasn't on anymore. So I changed the bulb and it blew out. Changed the bulb again. It worked, but the next morning it was out again. Oh, now I know why. It was my husband telling me that I can't have light on the Christmas cactus. It has to be in complete darkness at night.
What?
Why? I didn't even know that. That is either. Fascinating.
But he wanted he sure that did. To live. Oh my goodness.
He did. Many times while sitting at my desk, I would get a whiff of his aftershave that he always wore 5 years before cancer. I miss that smell and I miss him. In his man cave, he had a lot of stained glass supplies. For years, I asked him to get rid of it all because he was no longer able to make anything. 6 months after he passed, I called the local stained glass store and the owner was happy to come over and take all the supplies and glass. It was a lot of stuff and the man was getting all hot and sweaty, so I offered to move the floor fan closer to his truck to cool him off. I unplugged the fan to move it to another outlet closer to his truck. It didn't work. So I moved it to another outlet. Didn't work again. Did it blow a circuit? We checked and it didn't. So I plugged in a lamp and the outlets worked. I plugged the fan back into the original outlet and it worked. Huh. Long story short, my late husband didn't want the man to take his stuff.
Oh, you're in trouble.
I was going out of state for the first time since he passed, so I brought Blink cameras? What's that?
Those are like they're like the Ring doorbell, but it's just a camera in your house that you can access from your phone.
Okay. So I could keep an eye on some things in the house. If there was a problem, I could call a friend to come over and fix it. I had a leak in the living room and one in the family room and a dehumidifier in the man cave that would sometimes fall off the bench. One night at 11:11 p.m., I received a notification that the camera was activated. It startled me. Who is in my living room? I looked at the live feed, and it was an orb that came out of the bedroom to the living room.
No.
Yes. And it just kept going back and forth several times and then stopped. I believe it was my late husband. It was the master bedroom, and he would always look out the living room window. There are many other signs I received, but the best was the attached video. Ah, podcast format is hard for video. Maybe we can put it up. When I received the notification, I couldn't believe what I saw. I love getting signs. I believe this was him entering his man cave through the door and heading to the refrigerator. Thank you, Anita and Mel, for all you do. I'm so happy to have found the group and all the wonderful people in it.
Oh, thank you. We got to see if this person will let us post those like on Instagram or something. Because,
yes.
It's wild. All right.
Woohoo. That's good.
Okay. Hi, Anita and Mel. My late husband has been a very active communicator, and I have a few experiences to share with you. First, a little about him. He was a cultural anthropologist, so he was a trained communicator. Wild. Okay. I called him a professional gossip because he interviewed hundreds of people to learn their personal stories. He knew 5 languages. Holy cow. His areas of study included religion, class, politics, gender, race, and music. He visited many churches in Brazil where spirit possession was part of the service. What? He and I were both told we were mediums in 1986 while consulting with a spirit-possessed person in one of these churches. Okay.
Yes, wait, I want to talk to this person. This is amazing.
This is a lot right there. In life, I'd often ask him what he thought happened after death. I couldn't accept that our physical lives were all there would ever be. But his response was always, I think it's just like before we were born. Now I realize how cryptic his answer was. He did not want to die and did not accept that his cancer was incurable until the day he died. In his final hours, I leaned over to him and told him it was now time for him to let me know who was right about after death. Just so you knew, neither John nor I are religious. We were both born Jewish, but are cultural Jews, not religious Jews. What I write below is simply what I experienced. I'm still processing. 1. Sometime during year 1 after death, I believe he visited me in my dream. It was the middle of the night and I couldn't sleep. He always teased me that I was like the princess in The Princess and the Pea because my sleep conditions had to be just perfect. I had these foam nightshades that I kept in bed and would often put on in the middle of the night. When I woke up, I searched for the nightshades. I got out of the bed 3 times, turned on the light, searched under the covers on the floor and under the bed. No luck. I fell back into sleep, into a half sleep. In my dream, he opened my bedroom door and said, "Guess what I found?" in a sing-song voice. He held his hands behind his back. I said, "Did you find my nightshades?" And he said, "I'm not telling," with that cute, smirky smile that he did in actual life when he teased me. He then walked over to the side of my bed, took his hand out from behind his back, and dropped something on the floor. I immediately popped up in bed, wide awake. He was gone, but my nightshades were on the floor by the side of my bed, exactly where he dropped them. I'm certain they had not been there the other 3 times I checked.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. Okay. Number 2. One of his favorite movies was Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, Demi Moore, and Patrick Swayze. By the way, I showed this movie to Mel for the first time. It was amazing. There is a scene in which Swayze communicates with Demi Moore from the other side by moving pennies in the physical world. John wanted to rewatch that movie just 2 weeks before he died. After his death, I often came into his study at night and asked him to let me know if he could hear me by moving a penny. Nothing happened. In year 2, I consulted with a psychic medium. She told me he would be communicating with pennies and that I should look for them in my bedroom, specifically under pillows or under the bed, not necessarily in the open. Okay. I thought that was fascinating, given his interest in ghosts. Months later, I noticed a penny on my bedside table. It was at the base of my lamp. I freaked out a little bit since I live alone and don't carry or use change anymore. The only other person who ever comes into my bedroom is a person who cleans my house every other week. I called her. She told me she did not find a penny and did not put one on my table. That would be the funniest phone call. Like, did you put this penny here? And she's like, whoa.
She's like, what?
Calm it down, lady. I need to know. Okay. Over the course of a year, 11 pennies turned up in my bedroom. My house cleaner makes sure to tell me when she finds one. She has found 3. I found one in my drawer. I do not know how the others got there, but there are 11 on my nightstand now. I don't think there will be any more because 11 was our number.
Aww.
We were born both on the 11th of the month. He asked me to marry him 3 times.
Whoa.
Another story. Each day on the 11th of the month. And we got married in November, the 11th month of the year.
Aw.
Love it. Okay. Number 3. My kitchen lights utilize these expensive bulbs that last a long time. Well, they always used to last a long time. After he died, my daughter and I noticed that the bulbs were burning out like crazy. I had read reports that spirits may interact with electrical stuff. So out of curiosity, I asked a medium if he could be messing with the lights. When she said it was him, I joked that she should tell him to stop because it was getting really expensive. After the consult, the lights stopped burning out. Months went by without a burned out bulb. I actually felt sad and said out loud, I still talk out loud to him, and I didn't mean to shut him down and didn't want the bulbs to stop burning out if it was his way of communicating. 2 days later, a bulb burned out.
Ah! Oh my gosh.
Number 4. We also have an overhead light in the kitchen. One night in year 2, the bulb went haywire and started flashing like a disco bulb. I was alone and it was late. I didn't freak out and just said out loud, well, hello there, late husband's name. My son says that if that sort of bulb was on its way out, it may flash like that. Perhaps that's the real explanation, but I choose to believe otherwise. I'm attaching a video so you can see how weird it was. Ah, yes, another video. Okay, we're going to have to post these now.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love them all. These are so great.
That was amazing. Okay, next. Okay. These are just a few things that have happened since my husband died October 8th, 2021. One crazy thing that happened before my husband died was that he randomly came to me one day a couple weeks before he passed and said when he died, he was going to haunt me and Luna, our dog. I said, aww. The F you will. You have to be nice.
The quack you will.
Now, he wasn't sick and we didn't know he would be dead several weeks later. So we just thought it was funny. So it was just something that has stuck with me. The night he died, I was at my sister's house since I couldn't bear to go back to my house. I had kept the light on to fall asleep since I was in such despair. Later, I awoke with a huge start, sitting up quickly, and I realized it was dark in the room somehow. But I also saw his shadow standing next to the bed. But it was gone so quickly, I didn't believe it was real at first. But it's burned into my brain now. It was the shape of him, and it was tall like him. He was just standing there watching me sleep. I didn't feel afraid. He died on a Friday. And that next Monday, I was on my way to the doctor to get help for my grief and anxiety because it was just so sudden. I was driving in my Jeep. I turned the radio station to a station, for instance, 106.3. And in a few seconds, it changed to 106.5 by itself. I paid no attention. I changed it to another station, 95.1. And in a few seconds, it changed to 95.3 by itself. Again, I changed it one more time to 107.3. And then it waited a few, then changed to 107.9. And I said out loud, okay, honey, I know you're here. Thank you. And I changed the station one more time and it never happened again. So I thought that was weird. I was just in town near our house and never had anything like that happen before or since, living in that area for years. I believe in paranormal things, but up until that point, I'd never experienced anything paranormal like that in person. I was 44 when he died, so I'm not that young.
Yeah, it's pretty young.
And I do believe he is around sometimes and that he wouldn't want to scare me. So even though he said he'd haunt me, he knows I'd be too afraid for that to be receptive to him.
Oh.
Man.
So he's gentle haunting her. So yeah. She's not scared. That's very kind.
That's so kind, yeah. All right.
Hi, ladies. I can't wait to hear the other experiences people have had. As for me, my fiance died unexpectedly in his sleep here in our home. A few things happened shortly after that I believe had to be him. I had set aside a stack of photos in the top drawer of my dresser. I always kept the top of my dresser clear of anything. I came home from work one day a few weeks or so after he died, and all those pictures were set out on top of the dresser. I was shocked when I saw them and thought maybe my kids came home and possibly got them out. When they came home, I asked them, and they had no idea what I was talking about. So I said, come see. We went to my room and they were so shocked. Still to this day, 8 years later, they have promised they didn't do it. And they are also sure it must have been him.
Spooky.
Another, when he and I were out to eat, he was being silly and put a red pepper flakes shaker from a pizza place in my purse. Yeah, I know what those are. What a dumb thing to say. I know what those are. Okay.
I know what those are, too. I remember going to Pizza. Do you remember Pizza Hut and, like, the book it badge?
Oh, yes. They still sort of do that. Okay. Like, you can get a book it. Okay.
Okay, go.
He said he always wanted one. He wasn't a thief, but we did take it. Shh. We won't tell. So I had it on the cabinet after he died. It was knocked down by accident by one of my kids when I was at work. I was so sad. I actually cried. I saved the lid, but the glass was shattered. I didn't tell anyone. A few weeks or maybe a month later, my daughter and I went to visit his parents. They are a little over an hour away. She said she had a few little things for me picked up, which isn't unusual for her. She's very sweet. So before we left, she gets out a nice dish and lid, and she also got out a shaker for red pepper flakes.
What?
I was shocked. I asked her why she picked this particular item. She said she just thought it was something I would like. I told her what happened recently, and we were both just kind of shocked and had a few tears. Sometimes we assume that unless we had a huge life insurance payout, we don't really need to know anything about investments or even finances. But guess what? A little knowledge of finances is critical for all of us. Maybe your partner was in charge of that stuff, and now you find yourself making all the decisions. Maybe you're mad about that. Maybe I am. Nicole from the He's Gone, But the Money's Not podcast is here to help. She tackles financial literacy by telling the stories of women and widows and finance experts and shares the lessons they've learned as certified financial planners. Whether you know a lot and feel confident in your financial decisions or feel unsure about all of that stuff, there is more to learn. Listen and subscribe to the He's Gone, But the Money's Not podcast on all podcast platforms. This ad was paid for by Rockhouse Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
That's so crazy because of all things.
Yeah, it's random.
I wouldn't pick that.
No. That's a weird thing. Yeah. I find pennies everywhere, sometimes in really interesting places. Pennies from heaven. When I was in a relationship after he died, my boyfriend at that time had a fan on blowing in his direction while watching a movie. The fan started turning on and off and on, then to different levels like high and low. It was really funny, but it freaked him out. I knew exactly what was going on. Was your person trying to blow the boyfriend out of the room because he didn't like him?
Yeah.
You leave. I went through the drive-thru to get our favorite milkshakes, as I do sometimes when I'm missing him. As I was waiting in line, Maroon 5 Memories came on the radio. I started to record it, and I sent the video to a few people and posted it on Facebook because it was so wild. I didn't know if people would really believe it. TV has turned on in the middle of the night. These are all the things I can think of right now, but I know there are more. Have a great day, and thanks for all you do. I love the podcast. It has made such a difference in my life. You two are great. Well, thank you.
Aww.
For the kind words and also the crazy stories. Did you dump the boyfriend with the fan trying to blow him away?
Yeah, I would say that's a sign, but it's not my story, so who knows? Yeah, give us an update.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, I love the idea for your podcast. I have had several experiences to tell you about. First, for the first 3 weeks at 3 a.m. every morning, the garage door would slam. My husband slammed the door every morning, not on purpose. That door would just slam no matter how you tried to close it due to a vacuum seal. I finally said, okay, I hear ya. And then it stopped.
Ooh.
He bought a new Jeep Gladiator, lime green, a month before he passed. He had it customized 5 days before. I still have it, and when I drive it, the radio station just randomly changes from my favorite station to his. He always said, my truck, my music. Yeah, I support this. Two of my grandkids and I were playing in the driveway, and this beautiful butterfly kept popping around, kept flying around us and landed on the floor next to us. It just stayed there, and the kids petted the wings. I told them it was Pop Pop visiting, and they broke out in the biggest smiles. They were 3 and 5 at the time and didn't really understand why Pop Pop wasn't coming home every night.
Aww.
After he passed, a family of cardinals had taken up residence in a tree outside my front door. He and I would always be sitting together with him watching me read. Well, one cardinal would sit on a limb and look down at me while I read a book on my porch.
Oh, aren't cardinals like supposed to be some messenger from beyond? Or they're related to death somehow, right?
They are. Yes, they are. It's been 19 months almost, and I still feel him around me everywhere. My daughters and grandkids have experiences too. Doors closing, things moving, falling over, cardinals and such. Thank you for your Facebook page. Your group has helped me heal a little more each day. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Hi, Anita and Mel. I'm writing to share my paranormal experiences with you. But first, I have to thank you for being you. Oh, you're welcome. And for all that you've done, helping me feel a sense of community and much less alone through finding the podcast and then the Facebook group. Thank you. Truly. You're welcome. My partner died in January of 2020. Throughout our relationship, he drove a huge, beat up, old pickup truck that he adored. We had some great memories in it, including our first kiss and many weekend adventures. It was always a running joke that he would never let me drive it. I would jokingly be offended because it was already all rusty and beat up. What could I even do beyond that? But I literally never drove it, not once in many years. After he died, it was parked in the driveway for months before I said to myself / him, you know what? Quack you. You're dead. You left me here miserable and alone, and I'm going to drive your damn truck.
Yes.
So I did, kind of hoping he would haunt me for it in revenge, but nothing happened. Boo. I drove it for about a year and loved doing so because it made me feel so close to him. Before it started having the mechanical issues of an old vehicle, it left me stuck at work a few times or wouldn't start in the morning. So I would have to drive my own car that day. It started turning from something I loved, full of great memories, into something that made me sad because he was not here to call when I got stuck somewhere and not here to fix it properly. I struggled and agonized over what to do because giving it up felt like losing a huge piece of him. But the sadness and stress of it was turning the good memories into bad. I had just found a new therapist and decided to take it to my first appointment with her because I was nervous and driving a huge pickup truck always made me feel more badass and brave. I said to him, I kind of feel like you've been telling me to sell the truck, but please just get me to this therapy appointment today and then I'll consider listening to you and selling it. Following the GPS to my appointment, I realized her office was on the same road as the funeral home where his funeral had been. Well, directly in front of the funeral home, as in adjacent to its lawn, directly in front of it, the truck died. Like,
what?
Completely in rush hour traffic. The engine made a huge banging noise, and that was it. Some kind soul helped me push it to the shoulder. I was so, so upset and simultaneously dying with laughter because, of course, he got the last word on our running joke and got his way in the end, and in such a dramatic way. With a message I could not ignore. My therapist was just a couple of buildings further up the road. I left the truck and went on foot. It helped me open up immediately with a therapist, and I've been seeing her regularly ever since. I knew I would love her immediately because I went running in 3 minutes late, gasping from air, choking while crying, choked out. I'm sorry I'm late. I swear I'm never late, but my dead partner's truck just died in traffic in front of his funeral home, and she replied, well, quack! Clearly, she was my kind of girl. It just gave me peace to decide letting go of the truck was the right decision. And had that not happened, I don't know if I would have been able to let it go. So now I'm driving a safe, reliable vehicle and also at peace with not having the truck anymore. I really do believe that somehow he orchestrated that from wherever he may be now.
Wow. Wow.
That's so funny.
That's a good one.
And you're like, no, not that way.
Oh. Okay, next. Years ago, my husband had asked his brother, who was dying and in hospice, to send him a sign after he passed, letting him know he was okay. Unfortunately, he never got a clear sign. Because of this, we had discussed on numerous occasions that whoever went first, they would send a very clear sign. The first week after my husband passed, my sister was staying with me. My routine was to get up and open the door between the house and the garage and flip the switch to turn off the outside lights. The first morning after he died, I opened the door and the light on the garage door opener, which is a motion sensor, came on. This light had not worked for years. He had attempted to fix it on numerous occasions, but had finally given up. So you can imagine my surprise. I immediately knew it was my sign from my husband. For the next several days, the light would come on every morning. Then one day the light didn't come on. I was so upset until my sister explained that she had gone out into the garage before I had gotten up. The light had come on for her. Honestly, I was angry, and I realized that she needed a sign from him too. After that day, the light never came on again. Fast forward 18 months after he died, my three grandsons who live out of state in Utah, hey, that's by us, had come to spend a month with me. One particular morning during their visit, I was having a tough day. Some days were a struggle because I felt guilty that he was missing watching them growing up. Also, this day, the boys were testing my patience. So when I opened the door to the garage and the light came on again, for the first time in almost 18 months, I knew it was my husband.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All of these are crazy. Here are the incidents that have occurred since my husband's passing June 2021. The week he passed away, my mom and I were cooking some dinner and the magnetic timer flew off of the fridge. What? Jeff always used a timer when he cooked and was annoyed that I didn't. Neither of us had set the timer, moved it, or even touched it. What? Also, a couple of times that week, I swear I felt him holding my hand when I walked down the driveway to get the mail. Oh. After a few weeks, I realized that anytime I went in to one of the bathrooms, the toilet seat cover was down. Jeff always put the seat and cover down after using the restroom. I never do or did. That's backwards.
Good. Yeah.
That's usually the opposite.
That's very nice of him.
I decided to have t-shirt quilts made using all of his t-shirts, but was a couple short. So I pulled out a few of his dress shirts and hung them separately until I could decide which ones to use. They all had dry cleaning bags over them. When I went back into the closet, the dry cleaning cover was pulled off of one of his favorite shirts. Oh, so like a sign that that's one he should use, or that's one you should use. 8/17/21. Almost everything I bought at Sam's was open right after I unloaded it. Like 12 different things. not just one or two. There's no way that I or the checker wouldn't have noticed 12 open packages of everything from dog treats to chips to toiletries to fresh and frozen foods while putting it in the cart. Plus, I inspect 90% of things for expiration dates and to make sure it's gluten-free. Taking it out, scanning it, putting it back in the cart, loading it into my car, unloading it from the car. It wasn't until I started putting things away that I saw it was all opened. That's kind of a jerk move, ghost.
Yeah.
unless it was just like the cardboard packaging. That's fine. Okay. 11, 14, 22. While taking out the trash, which was his chore, slightly irritated that it's now mine, same, same, I was remembering the way he did the trash kind of annoyed me and realizing now that I've been doing it the way he did. I said out loud, I guess you are right. This is the best way to do it. Then I said, give me a sign if you heard me say you were right, to myself. Nothing happened. I took the trash to the bin, took the bin to the curb, came back inside and upstairs to my office. A few minutes later, the Echo Dot at my desk turned on and started playing a song I've never heard by an artist I've never played. Plus, I never play music on the Alexa device. I use Pandora app on my phone and a Bluetooth speaker. I was startled that the device was playing a song, but shrugged it off until I heard some of the lyrics. I grabbed my phone and started recording because I didn't want to forget and wanted to make sure I wasn't losing my damn mind. I looked the song up and discovered that it was Deathbed by Paufu? I don't know who that is either. I've copied and pasted the lyrics below. When I tell this story to some of our closest friends, including his macho man friends, and play the song or show them the lyrics, it results in tears, and no one has doubted this was a sign from Jeff.
Okay, I'm going to read the lyrics. Here we go. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. It'll get you up and going out of bed. Yeah, I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to pass away. I've been thinking of our future because I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness. You've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Because yeah, we're still young. There's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with a son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it out of this bed. I hope I go to heaven so I see you once again. My life was kind of short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine. It sucks that it's all ending. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. It'll get you up and going out of bed. I'm happy that you are here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park, you would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sing me sound asleep, and sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 1:03. Sundays went to church, on Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone. Sorry that you have to lose me.
The end. Oh, actually, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one last one from this one. 12/31/23. Finally got the courage and feeling it was time to spread a small amount of his ashes. Grabbed the spreader tube, got it into the UTV, and headed to the lake beach. Started feeling anxious on the way down, but a calm came over me with the thought it's just ashes. Go to the beach, wandered around not knowing where exactly to let them go. Ask for a sign of where to spread them, and the thought came to me. Look for the J2. We called ourselves and signed off as J2, J squared. I walked to the beach for a couple of minutes and found a rock that looked like a J, and near it was another one that looked like a 2.
Aww.
That's amazing. All right, Mel, I think you get the last one.
Okay, this is a shorty. Mel and Anita, not much of a story, but here's what's happened so far. One night I woke up and swore my husband was laying next to me in bed. I was sure his presence was there. I had a reading with a medium a month ago, and she shared that he thought about haunting me, but decided against it because he was afraid of scaring me. I'm kidless, so it's just me and the dogs, and I'm glad he's not haunting me because the house sounds, or sometimes the dog snoring, freaked me out the first few months. Thanks for your podcast. It's a lifesaver.
Oh,
thank you.
That's like the radio guy, like a soft haunting where you don't want to freak him out. You just want him to know that you're there. Mel, what? Do you have any stories that you can remember of being haunted?
I have so many that I'd have to do my own episode. Yeah.
You need to remember like two.
I remember the lights, like a light that had been off and dead.
Uh-huh.
For months. When Scott died, I took a lot of baths and I was laying in the tub just like, please kill me now. And all of the lights were on in the bathroom, except for, of course, the one that was broken. And then it was like when I thought Scott, where are you? Are you here? Like, maybe if I put my hand over the tub, you can hold it or something. Like, where are you? And the light goes on. It was dead for months. And the light went on.
So was Scott.
Yep. I got more, but that's it for right now.
I know you've told me like the TV has turned on before.
My dad is really good at haunting me because we had a discussion before he died. And I was like, you need to get on this situation. So I think I've talked about most of those previously. Okay. What about
you? Cool. The only time I can really think of anything was like a family friend, their dad had died. And so we were like all sitting in a circle and somebody was like, we're going to say a prayer or whatever. And I closed my eyes and I saw Jason's face like 2 inches from my face, like when I closed my eyes. And it was like super realistic in my mind's eye. And the other thing that's funny about that is that Jason, we called it him practicing love by annoyance. And so that's something that he would totally do, like stick his face right in front of your face at an uncomfortable distance. So I kind of laughed because I was like, whoa. And then I was like, oh, thanks.
Aw.
Yeah. And then I didn't want to tell everybody because I didn't want it to be about me. You know, like they were in their own
their
grief.
Their dad's
but
dying.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Jason's here or whatever. But
they're
that's
shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like my only thing I can think of. But these stories are amazing and I wish I had more of them and I don't. So.
Well, thanks to everybody who submitted. We are so grateful for you and we hope you enjoyed this episode today.
And happy Halloween!
Woo! If you'd like to support the podcast to help us keep it going, please consider joining our Patreon. Mm-hmm. It's patreon.com/WWDN.
Yeah, I wish we could like have a level where we could guarantee hauntings, but we can't. Yeah. If you want to buy us tacos, go to buymeacoffee.com/widowwedonow.
And if you don't want to do either of those, please give us a 5-star rating and a nice review, not a mean review, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Yes.
Guys, you're the best. Thanks. Until we get to haunt you again, I'm Anita.
I'm Mel.
We're two young, spooky widows. Just trying to help you figure out, widow.
We
do
not. This is my favorite thing to discuss with you.
Tell me, what is it?
One of my favorite things. I do enjoy tacos and cheese and dogs. This is about how you cannot pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a phone plan, especially when you're a widow, your person is dead, you might have kids, you might need another option, and you just want your phone to work, you want unlimited texting and service, and you want it to be like $25 a month.
It blows my mind that they have plans that start at $15 a month. That is so cheap. And the cool thing is it uses other 5G networks, and so you don't have to pay extra for that, and you still get great service.
Yep. Anita and I have traveled all over and I have used my phone. So I highly recommend it. And my mom's even on it. When my dad died, we put his phone down to the cheapest plan, which is $15 a month. And I think my mom's on the $20 a month plan and it's so worth it. It's so much cheaper than what we were all paying before. So I highly recommend it if you're on a budget or not. Who cares? Ryan Reynolds is in charge of the company and they send you free stickers with Ryan Reynolds temporary tattoos. It's kind of the best. So if somebody wants to sign up, what can they do, Anita?
Go to trymintmobile.com/WWDN. Seriously, you guys, such a great idea. Save yourself some money.
And if you're worried about losing data or having any changes with your phone, not going to happen. They walk you through it. Everything's fine. It's the easiest process of all time. Again, that's
trymintmobile.com/WWDN.